Welcome to today's edition of the Author's Corner, brought to you by KNEO 91.7 FM, The Word. I'm Roberta Foster, and today I welcome Janet Holm McHenry to Author's Corner. She's written the book Praying Personalities, Finding Your Natural Prayer Style, which is published by Kriegel Publications, and she'll tell you more about how to find this book at the end of the program and others that she has written. So let me tell you a little bit about Janet. She is a national speaker and the author of 26 books, seven of them on prayer, including the best-selling Prayer Walk, Prayer Streaming, and The Complete Guide to the Prayers of Jesus. She's a certified personalities trainer with the Linked Personalities, and Janet has studied personalities for over 35 years. She serves as the Sierra County representative and on the California leadership team for the National Day of Prayer, which is coming up in just a couple of weeks. Janet, thank you so much for finding time to be with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you have a beautiful dedication at the front of your book. So why don't you tell us more about the influence of the person you dedicated the book to?
Well, I dedicated Praying Personalities to Jennifer Kennedy Dean, who was a dear friend, but who was also influential in my life to help me understand that instead of striving to have a prayer life, you know, just little pockets of time where we pray for 5 minutes and we feel like we're done for the day, to have the idea that we should have a praying life, mm-hmm. that we have that sense that we're putting on a whole coat of prayer for the day.
Mm. Well, I opened your book to page 16, where you're actually talking about what's personality got to do with it. So you've studied personalities for many years, and this book is combining the personalities and praying. So what does personality have to do with it?
I feel that each of us has been given a God-given personality. And so if I try to compare my praying life with someone else's, I'm probably going to often feel short. I'm going to feel like a prayer failure, you know, if I don't have that prayer closet where I go for an hour a day, mm-hmm. or I don't journal out all my prayers. Those are things friends of mine do, but mm-hmm. it just never seemed to fit for who I am as a person and the kind of lifestyle that I live. So I really dug into God's Word to see, you know, is that idea true? In fact, can we pray in ways that seem to sync with our God-given personality? Mm-hmm. And I found, yes, that there are so many different ways to pray, and
yes.
we can just find those in the Bible.
Well, I found it interesting that, you know, you tried the, let's call traditional ways of praying, and you actually found that prayer walking is what works for you. That definitely would not work for me, because I have to concentrate so hard on what's underneath my feet as I'm walking. So that wouldn't be it. And in fact, when I was healthier, I loved to kneel in prayer. And then my knees became bad, and that had to be done away with. And I will admit, it had a pretty serious toll on my prayer life for a while, because that was how I felt closest to God, was praying on my knees. What do you do when your personality style or your prayer style changes or has to change?
And I have found that to be true in my life as well. I mean, I have dozens of journals that are filled with a lot of angst from earlier years in my marriage and those early years of raising children. Mm. But I've found through the practice of prayer walking a lifestyle for me, uh-huh. because I began to get to the place where I realized, you know, everywhere I am, there's a need for prayer. Mm-hmm. I simply have to open up my eyes to what's going on around me and interceding for those folks that I see.
Now, there are typical prayer or personalities, and so are styles of prayer different based on these different personality types?
I think so. I mean, if we look in the Bible, we see that, you know, someone like Moses argued with God for two full chapters about why he couldn't lead the people out of Israel. And then someone like David, who wrote half the Psalms, you know, that he wrote laments, and he was in situations in his life where there was a lot of pain and fear, and so he cried out to God in poetic form. I think each of us, given our natural praying personality, will find a different kind of prayer style that will simply connect with who we are as people. It will make sense with our lifestyle at that time, in that season of our life, and that we can find freedom and grace as we approach God in that natural kind of way.
According to the table of contents of your book, there are six different biblical praying styles. Do you want to tell us about one or two of them?
Sure thing. I think that we can see that some people were probably more cerebral in how they approached God. They may have argued with God, or they simply wanted reasons for their pain, like Job, or they asked God for signs, someone like Gideon. And then there are some who are more emotive, like David I mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. There's some who are more disciplined or devotional in nature, such as Daniel. And then there are some also who are physical in nature in terms of the way that they prayed, such as Jacob wrestled with God, and Joshua simply responded with obedience. Mm. You know, God spoke, he obeyed.
Mm-hmm.
So those were the patterns I saw there. Plus, there's a whole separate chapter on Jesus, and I call him my prayer mentor. And then there's another chapter on Paul, and I call him the on-the-run interceptor. You know, he prayed continually for the people he influenced.
Amen. Well, today I am talking with Janet Holm McHenry regarding her book, Praying Personalities, Finding Your Natural Prayer Style, which is published by Kriegel Publications. And you're listening to Author's Corner, and I'm Roberta Foster. And as you mentioned, you have an entire chapter six on Jesus, the model for prayer. So tell us more about the content of this chapter and why seeing how Jesus prayed is even crucial to our prayer personality.
Well, as I've been combing God's word for years to help inform my praying life, I really began focusing in on Jesus, his 10 prayers that we have of his,
mm-hmm.
the praying practices that he had, as well as his many teachings on prayer. And what we can see is that he is the complete, you know, he is the complete model for us in terms of, you know, trying to decide how to pray. You know, he teaches us how to pray. He models that for us. And we even have his prayers that we can look at and study and incorporate into our own lives, you know, petition and prayer and thanksgiving and intercession. We need not simply go to God when we have needs, because, Roberta, I think the more important thing about prayer is access rather than just seeking answers. We want to go to God because he seeks relationship with us.
Mm-hmm. Well, you also, in the book, not only talk about praying styles, you do discuss the personality types, but you also include discussions about the spiritual gifts. And how does that impact our prayer life?
Well, I tried to think of as many different ways that God has formed our personality, our very being. And so it occurred to me to also bring in chapters about the spiritual gifts, because they are inherently part of how God has created us to function here in this world.
Mm-hmm.
So, and with each of these, either biblical people or the person, different personalities, and I examine eight of those, and then the spiritual gifts, I try to find underlying questions as opposed to sending people off for quizzes. Try to find underlying questions that would help them understand themselves better. So with the spiritual gifts, I ask questions like, well, why do we do what we do, and what motivates us to serve others, and how, what does love have to do with that, and how exactly do we want to strengthen people, and are we more word oriented or deed oriented.
Well, you mentioned quizzes, and in the book and online, you actually have a praying personality quiz. What is that designed to do?
Well, there are 16 simple questions to help readers think about their spiritual life, you know, how they approach biblical study, you know, how they might most naturally pray and things like that, to help them learn a little bit more about what might be most natural for them in terms of a praying lifestyle.
Okay. Well, you spent many, many years studying prayer, and so as you were writing Praying Personalities, was there anything about prayer that could have surprised you in as many years as you've been studying this?
I think what I learned is, you know, that prayer is not a one-size-fits-all kind of practice, and that each of us will be different. And even though I offer a quiz in my book and also online, that it's never my intent to try to stick someone in a box. I think we're a combination of different kinds of personalities. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I offer also hundreds of different what I call prayer pointers in the book, so people can think, oh, I want to try that. Maybe that's going to be what resonates and kind of syncs with my lifestyle.
And at the end of each chapter, you also have discussion questions. So that can help people to apply what they've just read and maybe even answer some questions through a question.
Right. And lots of different reading groups or Bible study groups have found those helpful for moderating what they're doing in their small groups.
Well, Janet, what is it you hope this book will accomplish?
Well, I hope that people understand that the wonderful thing about praying, as Corrie ten Boom would say, is that we leave a world of not being able to do something and enter God's realm where everything is possible. All things are possible with God, Jesus taught in Matthew 19:26.
Amen. Well, today I've been talking with Janet Holm McHenry about her book, Praying Personalities, Finding Your Natural Prayer Style, published by Kriegel Publications. So, Janet, tell our listeners how they can find out more about this book, resources you may have available, and some of the other books that you have written in the past.
Folks can connect with me on social media, I'm on all those platforms, or through my website, janetmchenry.com. And the book is available wherever they purchase books, either in their local bookstore or in an online store.
So one more time, the book today is Praying Personalities, Finding Your Natural Prayer Style. And I've been talking with Janet Holm McHenry, and I thank Kriegel Publications for providing a copy of the book. And Janet, it's been a real pleasure talking with you. Thank you for your insights for our listeners today about the matter of prayer.
Thank you for having me, Roberta. It's been a pleasure.
To our listeners, thank you for tuning in. If you missed any part of today's interview or would like to hear it again, you can find it on your favorite podcast provider or through kneo.org. So join me again next time on Author's Corner. I'm Roberta Foster.
Do you have 5 minutes for God? I'm Pastor Ed Wilson, and I believe there's no better way to begin each morning than spending a little time with Him. That's why every weekday morning I bring you a short devotional broadcast designed just for that. Look up God's 5 minutes wherever you get your podcasts to kickstart your spiritual walk for each day, and we'll always do it in 5 minutes or less. Have you talked to God today?